The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
This episode of the Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our Amazon page. It's the most important way to support the Mike O'Mara Show, especially during the holidays. The next time you need to buy any gift for that person you love, just go to MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon or click the Amazon button on our website, then shop like you normally would. It's that simple, and happy holidays from the Mike O'Mara Show and everybody at Amazon.com.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Christmas time is fun time, but it can also be hungry time. Yes, all of Santa's little helpers can really build up an appetite while wrapping presents, decorating the tree, or posting right-leaning hateful clickbait as they troll on Facebook. That's why it's important to take a moment for a Yuletide break and enjoy the tastes of the season, like the great flavor found in Mother Mermelstein's homemade Tranquility Balls. One bite and you won't have a care in the world. Step one, start by folding 1 quart of Breakstone brand sour cream.
What's that? And yet the music
keeps
going.
I'm so sorry. Yeah. I am a professional.
That's right.
Mermelstein sour cream. I know how his brain works. Start by folding 1 quart of Breakstone brand sour cream into an origami swan. Remove the back of the toilet tank in your powder room and see if it floats. If it does, move on to step three. If not, go to step two. Step two, go to step three. Step three, soak the mysterious chains that dangle from the underside of a school bus in a bucket of rendered duck fat. Here's a helpful hint. Make sure to tip the driver a 20 so that he doesn't drive away, or simply knock him unconscious with a tire iron. Step four. While the chains steep, make your roux. Start with 2 quarts of water reclaimed from the upside-down trash can lid that your dick neighbor has just left unattended since mid-July. Or, I added a word, since he's left unattended.
That's
since
all right.
Mid-July. I messed it up. Step four. While the chains steep, oh, I already did that. I'm sorry. Add to the water, in reverse order, 1 6-ounce can of Clamato, 2 cans of hominy grits, 65 cups of Kikkoman brand low-sodium soy sauce, 2 squirrels in the throes of passion, and 1 dying goldfish. Stir with a 4-foot yardstick, making sure not to anger the squirrels.
It's important.
It's as though you've been in a winter-long slumber, and you've come alive. Step five. Scrape 2 tablespoons of rust from the abandoned swing set in the gully at the end of your road. Sprinkle the brown dust on a sleeping hobo and collect enough of his tears to seal in an envelope. Put them in an old Dristan bottle reserved for later. You know why. Step six. Stop numbering the steps in this recipe. Step seven. Ha, just kidding. Start running an empty blender with the lid off and toss in 5 eggs from across the room. If you get at least 3 of them in the blender, give yourself 25 points. Add to the blender 1 tablespoon of guava compote, 2 cups of kosher salt, 3 grinds of anti-Semitic pepper, 1 peeled ham, and 1 can of Alpo brand dog food. Look for the money-saving Alpo coupon in this week's issue of Hey, This Used to Be a Horse magazine on newsstands now. Preheat your oven by running a hairdryer in it and then try to fit your neighbor's chinchilla on the middle rack. As soon as the varmint gets sleepy, douse him with honey, add a dry rub of sofa cushion fibers, and sprinkle with
Kraft Baby Marshmallows.
Let sit for 12 fortnights before serving. As you plate the appetizer, set your house on fire and make sure you don't call the fire department until you know it's too late. Sift through the ashes, collect the insurance, and start making new memories to replace all those that you have lost. Another holiday recipe from Kraft.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday.
Today is Christmas. There will be a magic show at 0930. Chaplain Charlie will tell you about how the free world will conquer communism with the aid of God and a few Marines. God has a hard on for Marines because we kill everything we see. He plays his games, we play ours. To show our appreciation for so much power, we keep heaven packed with fresh souls. God was here before the Marine Corps, so you can give your heart to Jesus, but your ass belongs to the Corps.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana.
And now, from his easy chair, here's Mike.
Hoo-yah, Barney Ermey. Love that man. Coming to you live from the Cappy Fiber Studio in the heart of our nation's capital, Washington, D.C. This is the Mike O'Mara Show, on the air and online worldwide. The Mike O'Mara Show, a daily radio show and podcast with the greatest listeners on the planet because they get it. If you are here, you do too. Our show today brought to you by our good friends at Sherry's Berries.
Mm.
It's that time of year again, and Christmas time means Christmas shopping. What you need is a website where you can check off everyone on your list, like my mamo,
yes,
who will be receiving her Sherry's Berries on Wednesday. And guess what I did? I doppled the berries.
Look at you.
That's right.
Doppelberry.
Doppled the berries.
Mike
Doppelman. Right. Here's the deal. They're fantastic. Giant, delicious dipped strawberries with dark chocolate and all sorts of goodies on them. They start at just $19.99. That's a 40% savings. Then what I did, for just $10 more,
that's
I doppled
all
my berries. So she's gonna get berries for everybody in the home. It's very, very exciting.
And you look like me's the big shot.
I do, and she loves them because she gives them away. That's her big thing. She has it all the time.
Super cool. Elizabeth came over for a vodka, and we had one of your strawberries. We couldn't finish it.
Anyway, just remember the code TMOS. Sherry's Berries has something for everyone on your list. Snowman brownie pops, chocolate dipped peppermint cookies, cheesecake bites, much more. All delivered fresh on the day you choose. They say right at the beginning when you're doing the ordering process, they say, what day do you want it to arrive? How many people do that?
Yeah.
How easy is that?
That's
anyway, here's
crazy.
The one way to get amazing $19.99 Sherry's Berries offer. Visit berries.com. That's berries.com. Click on the mic in the top right-hand corner and type in TMOS. Buy the gift everyone will enjoy at berries.com. Click the microphone and type in TMOS. Order them today. I've been doing it for years. It is always a hit. It is always popular. And, you know, you never miss with Sherry's
Can't
Berries.
Go wrong.
It's a no-brainer.
Is that really how your mom refers to it, a vodka? She came over for a vodka?
No. A drink.
She'll say
a drink.
That's what I suspected.
But she's got her pals, and, you know, she's 95, and she's doing great.
Wow.
And she's hanging in there, and, you know, wish I could be with her at holiday time, but not so much to go to an airport and fly to Boston.
Thank you very much. Probably a little chilly up there anyway.
You know, I saw her a lot during the summer. So, I mean, it's good. Happy holidays.
Maybe she's had her fill, too.
Well, no. I mean, the fact that I have,
you've got a new family. You moved on.
Yes.
No, I have not moved on.
A lot of people associate their mom with their first time they had kids.
Stop, please stop.
So it's time to look
forward. I have not moved on. I saw more of her this year than last because of my reestablishing the
proximity.
Whole New England connection.
You have filled your quota.
That is not true either.
Yeah.
But thank you.
It's like having plus points on your driver's license.
Yeah.
You can afford to speed a little bit. Run a stop sign.
Welcome to Christmas, the week before Christmas, on the Mike O'Mara Show. We have a very special show, a series of special shows. Not only are we giving away fruitcakes,
yes,
but we are giving away gift cards,
yes,
all week long on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Boom,
because
bam.
It is the spirit of Christmas, and I'm very, very excited.
It's the holidays. I was so excited before. Look, I walked in, you guys had pre-planned the program, and you had a recipe ready to go.
Yeah.
It feels like Christmas.
It does indeed.
Mm-hmm. Hey, we're shills. You say something. Now, first of all, let me ask, because I'm a shill, because I only got into it when I read online that some people were talking about, hey, where are the recipes? Rob, did you have it planned beforehand?
Last week, Pony and I discussed it. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. We said
I have to say something. I'm out. And I'm not saying this because I'm lazy because I just no longer want to. I can't compete with you two. After that, I can no longer write a craft. I might try tonight. I'm going to try tonight.
Give it a shot.
But you two keep writing them for the week because
you're
I don't know.
You can do anything.
Mm-hmm. I can't measure up to the.
But you invented the bit. We invented the bit together. You're a co-founder of
Hobo's Tears, really. Yeah, I mean, that's something that came from a dark place.
Well, that's based
Hobo's,
in truth.
Hobo's Tears. Yeah.
That's the only thing that's real. That's the only thing I really cook with is just, the Hobo's Tears.
It started out where it was just weird ingredients that you would put in real food, and then it just became hobos.
Well, the sheer arson is screams holidays.
arson. Yeah, nothing
hey,
like
we
arson.
Got the insurance. It was a Merry Christmas after all. No, it's roasting at the end of my street.
It's wonderful. It's the holidays, and it's one of our traditions that we have here. And, I will tell you that my daughters arrive on Wednesday.
Oh, cool.
And what's wonderful, even at the age of 20, they still become greedy little kids when it comes to Christmas time.
Do tell.
My daughter's sweet, and I don't see enough of her, and I don't do enough of her.
You gotta make up for it on Christmas.
To be honest with you, I will tell you. No, it's just something like, do you need a list this year? That was the text.
A list?
Catherine's the one. Catherine's the one who's like straight in your face about it.
Oh, yeah.
Straight in your face about it.
You'd rather get a good list than get them something they don't want.
That's true.
This is true. Right? Absolutely true. Yeah. But
what do you mean you don't want
to hoverboard? As I explained to her in my return test, times are tough.
Times are tough.
That's the.
Are you going to make a coupon
Daddy's
book
got
for
a new family and Daddy's living?
Again with that?
No. With you?
Oh my God! That
what is with you? Daddy has it. They're a part of my family. My God! I should kill you for
totally
that.
I totally understand. I'm so sorry. I take that back.
Yeah,
this is terrible.
Daddy is working on a new lifestyle. Right?
Mm-hmm.
That's
no,
better.
Daddy. No, you are not allowed to speak anymore. I swear to God. Put a muzzle on the Bolivian. I swear to God. He has one party weekend, and he comes in all out of control. What the hell is going on with that man? My God. Both things I would not say. Daddy has a new lifestyle.
No.
Been down here for 3 years, for Christ's sake. Stop it. They come visit me every Christmas time.
Daddy is facing a new reality. It doesn't have to be so specific.
Daddy's
I
links.
Would really focus on the part that Daddy is facing a new reality called trying to get that American Express bill manageable every month. That's
the
new reality.
I think everybody's working on that.
Everybody's working on that new reality. I truly do. I am. It's
didn't
silly.
Didn't you get them some nuts.com just on a whim?
Yeah.
Just for fun?
Yeah.
That
should carry over.
But hold on.
A little love.
I'm not playing that game because I'm not that dad.
Okay.
Of course they're going to have. They come down and we have Christmas before they head back to Virginia. And then they have their other Christmas.
So you get
and
both daughters on Wednesday?
The thing is, though, I'm not as generous as Oscar Santana is generous because one of the things requested is a gift that was actually given to me by Oscar. So that's what's weighing on me heavily.
Why don't you just give them that?
Yeah, re-gift it.
Because
you probably don't use it.
Here's the problem. I could do that, but I also...
is it still in the box?
No, no, I put it on the wall and then it ripped out of the wall. Remember, yeah. I put your industrial strength.
You've had your fill and say, look,
on the wall. Oh, that
so
you
it's
recommended.
A gaming. It's a gaming system. Device. Yeah, of course.
Remember that stuff? You know, use industrial strength Velcro and it works for everything. And it like, destroyed my walls. Everything fell off the wall.
Not sure you bought the right Velcro. I think what I
bought the Velcro was that thick. With that thick
he
on the
other
side.
He went to a special
like,
store, if you remember.
I don't recall.
He traveled to find it.
I'm sorry I destroyed your wall.
I don't remember that.
Next but time we'll get you an end table for sure.
Well, no, the equipment, I liked mounting the equipment at like knee level so I could have access to everything, especially the power strip. Power strip fell off the wall. And then the Xbox One, I said, well, if I can do this with the power strip, I'll put the Xbox One up. And then that just not only fell off the wall, but the glue... which is stronger than the Velcro.
Right.
No, wait. The glue was... Technically, it was the wall that was weak. It could not handle the weight.
Oh, the layers of paint.
And so the Velcro was connected. The glue was connected.
The hip bone connected to the hip bone.
So the paint ripped off, and that's how everything fell.
Yeah, yeah. It's wow. I've like seen
big,
it happen. I've seen it
big
happen.
Paper,
it comes off
a big
wall.
Chip of paper fell off the wall, and that's where it remained, and I didn't really. I am up to my ass in repair work down here. Yeah. I have. Let me tell you what I'm not able to
Please.
Do. All right. We have in this studio decorative track lighting. It is not... It's not outside track light. It's actually recessed bulbs that are the biggest pieces of garbage in the world.
You know what they call them in the biz, Mike? They're called lighting cans. They're
lighting cans.
They are lighting cans.
Yeah. All right,
yeah,
so
nice pull.
I finally got... You know how long it took me? It took me like living in this house for a decade to figure out where the switch was for these lights. You know, all right, Oscar's been in here. Rob, you've been in this studio too.
I have.
When you come into this studio... which is formerly a den / bedroom,
yes.
A multi-use room. You look in front and there is a built-in cabinet set
here
where it was like built when the house was built. Mm-hmm. And there's a little tiny. You can hear there's the door that I have, and that's where I keep all the cable and the modems and all my stuff so I can talk to you good people every day.
Yes,
all the important equipment.
But above that are three. Faux brass cans that are built into the cabinetry.
Brushed or shiny?
They're shiny.
Okay.
And for years, I literally didn't know how to turn those lights. I looked everywhere. One day, I stumble upon, when you open the door to the cabinet, there is a nipple that hangs down, a nipple switch where you just hit it with your finger. The most ludicrous crap light switch.
It's like Jerry rigged.
But you wouldn't believe it. It was like Christmas morning. I'm like, I found the light switch that works. I found the light switch that works. So I finally have to change the bulbs because they've been burnt out since when the house was built in 1800.
Well, that's an effective way to keep the lights out too, is just use bulbs that don't work.
Yeah.
Then you don't need a switch.
Yeah, well, you needed the light.
I actually liked the light in here because it looks good on the camera.
Yeah. Right.
And so it was great. So flash forward to I go out, I get the bulbs, they're fine. It is a weird deal trying to screw these cheap-ass little bulbs in.
Can't get your fingers around because of the can?
They're, you know what they're called? I'll give you the size of the bulb. They are called... appliance utility bulbs.
Oh, like little guys.
They're the bulbs that go, above your oven or something like that.
Is it a full-size socket, but a little bulb, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
It is a full-size, well, not exactly.
No, I think it is.
No, it's a smaller socket.
It's
a socket in your microwave.
But it's not a tiny small socket like you would put one of those fake candelabra lights.
Okay.
It's
slightly big. It's an odd size. It's a pain in the ass odd size. And then I have to fit my meaty little fingers in to get these out. And it was a process.
Sure.
It almost felt as though there was some humidity at work where I wasn't able to make a long story short, which I always try to do.
Of course.
You try. I'm screwing it and it's just horrible. And it's so wedged in there that when I unscrew it, it does that wonderful thing that a bulb does where the bulb unscrews from the actual piece of metal.
From the metal. Ooh. I know how to, there's an easy way to fix
that. Yeah, potato. You can tell me a potato.
Potato.
Oh, crap. It's garbage. It's not true.
Oh, you're Irish. I would think you'd love it, a potato.
No, it's not. Doesn't work. It's too strong. It's too wedged in there. So I ended up getting pliers.
Did you use
pliers.
A baked potato?
Did you turn off the power at least?
Yeah.
Yes, I turned off the
circuit breaker.
I turned off the power, the breaker, and then I take pliers and I was able to wedge it out there. Then I got my my light bulbs and I screwed them in and I had three glorious lights. They last about a half an hour. They last about 1.5 hour.
The length of half a podcast.
Ridiculous. So the next time now, and what I'm looking at now is I'm looking at two of these utility bulbs that now have not screwed out of the actual bulb themselves. They have pulled the socket out, and they are hanging
dangling.
Down two of them.
Oh, no.
And I got no way of fixing this. I don't know what to do. I don't know how
you
to do that.
Call a Task Rabbit.
Yeah.
Maybe you'll get a handy guy to come over.
Yeah, I don't like that.
Do you feel that
if I do that, it'll be the Boston Strangler?
Do you feel that there is like an attic or a crawl space above it?
Yeah, probably.
He's not going to get up there.
No, but someone's going to have to, I think.
Oh, to pull up?
Yeah.
Oh, that's going to be expensive. That's going to be expensive.
Why don't you have one of the girls shimmy up there?
Yeah.
Well, no, because
I used to do that.
Earn that Xbox One.
It's just what I'd like to do is I'd like to replace the. I mean, the electric's been run there, right?
Sure.
So I could. I just like to replace the whole goddamn thing.
A new can.
Like a new can.
That might be
that'll be pricier, though.
But no, it might be his easiest play because all he'll need to do is three wires. If he can get the can out, there'll be a problem.
He's not going
to
do that.
There are no screws. There are no screws. There's no access for
liability.
Oh,
it's
just
the password.
You'll be out of the hospital by January.
No, I want to get rid of these because I like having the light, but it's the worst fixtures in the world, and that is to match the toilet seat in the O'Mara's master bed. These are the two household projects that I am at a dead end.
Okay,
I'm at a dead end. But they're simple.
A toilet seat is easy.
No, it's not.
Why?
Because the toilet seat that I got, I'm on, by the way, I'm on my second replacement of the toilet seat.
Punishing that thing.
I am punishing that. I've cracked it twice.
Twice.
Yeah. Yeah.
And
well,
you lost
this
weight.
Back.
And
well, you
lost
know what?
Weight.
Back last year, you know, you put a little extra weight on there. I was like, oh, it's got, and then it puts a little fissure in the left side of the toilet seat.
Yeah.
And then when you lean over, and I lean to my left when I'm doing my business,
well, then,
and when I would lean to my left, it would cause the pinch.
Oh,
where
that
it would
is
pinch
not
the upper
okay.
the upper
yeah.
thigh, and that's
yeah.
not
yeah.
a that's not a pleasant experience. So I roll out to the Ace and get me a cheap replacement. And the thing about this replacement is you put the toilet seat back in the mounting, and then it kind of like breaks off this seal, and it's a permalock type of seat that it just
so
mounts on
the
there.
Bolts remain on the toilet, and then there's locks that remove.
But
right?
but what they don't tell you is when that one's time to when it's time to replace that one, I was wedged into my little powder room bathroom toilet, and I couldn't for the life of me figure out how to disengage with whatever pliers I had, the toilet seat that is now permanently fused with its crack onto the top of my bowl. So these are both things that I find I've given up on two household projects, and I like to fancy myself as a handy guy.
Sure.
And I'm pissed off about that. So
is there a way to access the top of the bolt like with a screw? Is there like
no.
a There's no way to do that?
Have you looked on YouTube for an answer?
I might. You know, that's something I didn't do on this particular project. I might do that.
Always helps.
You're going to have to reach under. They're going to have to reach under and get the nut. That's how you're going to have to release the
toilet
seat.
Nut is just so, it's not like a regular ratchet style nut.
You're going to have to use your hands, man. It's the one way to do it.
It's wedged in. It's fused as though you're in the petrified forest. It's as though these bolts have been fused, and I'm thinking about maybe they're plastic, of course.
Then
they're not metal.
Here's what you do. Get a scraper, like a 1-inch scraper. That
a 1-inch scraper.
For spackling. Put it under the bolt. If it's plastic, tap it with a hammer. It'll break the head off.
Really?
He'll break the bowl.
No, he won't, because the toilet
He's
is made of
gentle.
Porcelain.
He's not gentle.
I want to get a whole new toilet. I hate
See,
that
See, this, well, this is his answer.
That toilet. No. That is not my answer for everything, but the toilet is defective. The toilet. I'm on my third repair with this piece of crap.
Is it a low flush or a high flush toilet?
It's a low flush toilet.
Then you know what? Boo.
And then the
Go
whole
to Cuba
little,
and get an old-fashioned American toilet with like a
10-gallon
flush.
The
Easy
ball cock
with your language.
But the ball cock rotted out, and I had to replace that. Oh. And then when I replaced that with the one that's like fits all,
yes,
one size fits all. And Carla says, the toilet's not flushing properly. I said, so we have to keep our hand down on it. And I've duct taped the toilet seat so that it doesn't pinch my ass when I sit,
I sweat on duct tape.
That's done pretty well, but now it's been there but this has been 2 months that I haven't done this, and I don't want to call a plumber every day.
Huh? You use it almost every day.
These are things that in the old days, these are things that in the old days, the old me,
yes,
simple phone call.
Well, the old you would have just sold the house.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I need a house with a better toilet.
That was a long time ago, Mikey. I let that go.
But the toilet sucks. I hate the toilet. I hate the toilet even if I fix it. Even if I was to fix the ball cock and fix the seat, I'm still left with that garbage toilet, and I'm still left with these cans that are up here that suck. These are nasty, cheap products that just don't do the job, and I want to replace them, but I don't want to spend a fortune
doing
it.
Let me offer this. If your ball cock is rotting out, that's really not a toilet.
No, the ball cock rotted out. I replaced it with another ball cock, but it won't let enough water in the low flush toilet escape when I press down the handle.
But what I'm saying is that if the ball cock rotted out in the first place, that's not a toilet issue. That's a water issue.
Yes.
The water is eating away at the ball cock.
Have you tested your water?
And have you adjusted the chain on the ball
cock?
We
haven't tested the water for 10 years. I think all the pipes are probably rotting in this house right now.
That'd be good. Well, you know what's good is when the pipes rot, the cans will get wet, and you'll have to replace them anyway.
Todd just got me onto the no fluoride game where
I don't want to.
I'm a believer.
That.
You should test it. It was 170 particles plus in my regular tap.
Well, I don't drink the water that's in this house. I shower with it, but I don't drink it.
Have you started to rot?
It's not going to hurt me.
Have you started to rot?
Yeah, I have. As a matter of fact, I have started to rot. I'm rotting as we speak right now. Oh, look at that! Hey, a tooth. Isn't that fantastic? All right. Are we going to do a giveaway when we come back?
Yes, absolutely.
Let's do that.
Yes.
The first gift card, and you'll have to explain it because I forgot what.
Okay, no.
We'll do that when we come back on the Mike Gomera Show.
Ho, ho, ho.
Was that Santa? Oh, boy.
That's right. It is I, Santa Claus. And what would you like for Christmas, little boy?
All I ever wanted was to laugh, but it's just too hard to give someone the Mike O'Mara bonus show as a gift.
Ho, 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 ho! Wrong! Thanks to a little bit of Santa's magic and a whole lot of gin, it has never been easier to give the gift of the bonus show. All you have to do is ask Mommy or Daddy to go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click on the bonus show banner to get started.
But Santa, I'm an orphan.
The Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Because 5 hours a week just ain't enough. Always available at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
You see, Santa went into the Krusty the Clown laugh because he didn't know how to deal with the fact that this young man was orphaned. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Touch of Modern. Hey, are you still looking for the perfect holiday gift this season? Look no further than touchofmodern.com. With new deals every day during their 30 days of deals, you can find something for everyone on your list. touchofmodern.com. Go there now so you don't miss out on 30 days of deals. You'll find perfect stuff for family, friends, even yourself. All the gifts are hand-selected to grab your attention. No boring, typical mall gifts here. That is the, of all the things I would say about touchofmodern.com, boring would not be a word
no,
I would use.
Never.
They've got so many unique things. Touchofmodern.com makes shopping easy, too, thanks to their holiday hub. They organize the items based on interest, so you can browse hand-selected gifts for the gadgeteer in your life, or the adventurer, the gourmet, the watch aficionado, or click Lux Life for those who truly enjoy the finer things. There's a place for them as well. Plus, with new sales launching literally every day, Touch of Modern is the best website to get perfect gifts for everyone, all while offering the best prices on the web. Don't miss another deal. Go to touchofmodern.com right now.
When?
Right now. And check out the special offer of the day. I love Touch of Modern. Right now, our listeners can get immediate access when they sign up at touchofmodern.com. That's touchofmodern.com. Do it today because you don't want to miss out on the perfect deal and the perfect gift, ladies and gentlemen.
Yay!
Woo!
Welcome back to the show. Whoa, whoa. Time now for our bonus show holiday giveaway. The holidays are all about giving, and we're going to give back right now a $250 gift certificate, gift card, I'm sorry.
Yes.
It's our way of saying thank you to the best listeners ever. We've got five gifts this week. We're going to do one a day. Big TMOS holiday winners. We're very excited.
Mike, do you see this beautiful holiday package?
Oh, wow.
It's absolutely lovely. That.
Gorgeous,
it's
isn't very, it? With ribbons lovely, and everything. Yes. But look,
I love contesting.
But Mike, it holds a little secret. It's not just a normal package, because within it, all of our entries, and I can just open the secret panel.
Wow. When somebody was crafting
when
over
I
the
said
weekend.
Someone's got to make the box and put the names in it. Rob said,
right.
I got it.
So I went to
did
all
you
the
do
little...
that, or did your wife help you with that?
I did this.
Isn't
you
that
did
cool?
that all by yourself?
I sure
you are,
did.
Man, you
pretty
are
pretty cool.
You are one talented little bitch.
Oh, come on. Someone had to do it.
Not the only one. all right, let's see who our winner is. Oh, Mike, this is exciting. Say congratulations to Kara Thomas has won our first $250 gift card. Kara Thomas. Woo!
Kara Thomas. Who would have thought we'd have our first winner named Kara? Anyway,
for some reason, Thomas is in parentheses. I don't know why.
So are we calling our winner, or do we
no,
have
no,
to
we're
do
not
that?
Calling these because we actually call the fruitcake winner, so we don't want to double down on that.
Exactly. All right, good. She'll be notified and confirmed by
Mike,
email.
It's the details.
But
I understand
certain,
that. Yes, I
am certain
sorry
that
about
she's
that.
Listening.
I should have come to rehearsal. I apologize. Didn't come to that rehearsal.
But you know what? It's going to be a great Christmas for her, and that $250 gift card couldn't have come at a better time. What with the proximity of the day?
Oh, here we go. Yeah, he found
11
it.
11 days left for Christmas shopping.
11 days left
to fill the stocking.
11 days left
for Christmas shopping.
Get it.
Only got 11 days more. Hi there.
More.
Hiya. Christmas is just around the corner. Only 11 more shopping days. You better hurry.
You better.
That's right after he had a meal, right? He was hammered, had a meal. He's like, all right, let's go.
Only
some
11 more
days.
I'm going to get back in the studio. You better hurry.
We've already recorded 14.
I quickly want to mention that if you, again, as Mike mentioned about the bonus show subscription, really one of the best ways to support the show, but also, you know, I love the way, and Mike, you mentioned this before we went on air live, the way people are promoting the program.
Yes.
Like, they're really doing it in such a creative way. And someone went out of their way and said, hey, if you did the math, it's less than 5 cents an episode for the entire anthology.
Wow.
You cannot go wrong.
Oh, that's cool. Very, very cool.
I made sure to thank everybody for doing that. It really does make a difference. We have got a team of marketers, and they are the people that listen to this show. So please keep that up. Keep the pedal to the metal on that one, because this is the time of year where...
thank you.
And really, the new component is that we have made it easier for you to gift the bonus show and reach
you,
out
Pony.
To people that, you know, maybe, and in many cases, people that have not rediscovered the show. If you were to gift them the bonus show, then they've got something that'll, you know, pique their interest. And really, we're confident in the fact that as soon as they dive into it, they're going to be hooked and they're going to be with us for life, like so many of the other folks that have listened to the show. So thank you for continuing to do that. I really, really want to say thank you for all the people that are going the extra mile to promote our bonus show package. It's a very, very important week for us. I mean, an amazingly important week for you to please do that. There are a lot of people that are getting paid this week, and I appreciate you sharing with me that you're going to make us part of your thing. I think this is fantastic. Yes, Pony Boy.
Well, I just wanted to point out you can also give Open Mic the audiobook as a gift as well.
That's wonderful.
Yay!
That's great.
Yeah.
That's good stuff. Well, we appreciate everybody supporting everything we do. One of the things that that you know your support does is it motivates us to generate, as I mentioned on my post this weekend, more content than we've ever did. 2015 was a year where we provided you with more content than we ever have in any year before, and we're proud of that, and we're happy to do it because it's a labor of love. Made some changes in it midway through the year, and they were a lot of fun, and I hope you're enjoying it. So that's it. That's my little speech.
A lot of fun.
And it is
take
so,
care
so
and
rewarding.
Good night, everybody.
Rewarding when you say Mike's got to go fix his toilet seat.
Later.
But it is so rewarding to see the stuff, the random posts that pop up on Facebook. It is so cool. Thanks. Thank you, guys. Good stuff.
Let's talk movies for just a second.
Yeah.
There is one little boy in our midst who happened to make his way out to the cinema. Now, I know nothing about these Star Wars sneak previews.
Mike.
How are you privy?
You didn't read the entire
Do you really think he saw it? Oh my god.
I thought
god.
He did. Oh, did you do a Johnny Midnight bullshit close?
God. I thought you were joking.
I thought you went to a sneak preview.
No, it is the most highly guarded secret in Hollywood history. So just to piss people off, I got up on Saturday morning. I said, Carrie, look at this. Look what I'm going to do. And I wrote, got to see a sneak preview of the new Star Wars last night. No spoilers, but it's really good. It's gonna. The ending is going to blow your mind.
I saw that.
I took it hook, line, and sinker.
I saw that post. They said, what a hack. And you're like, oh, my God, Rob got to see the Star Wars movie.
Wait, wait, wait. But there were non-related to you other posts that said something along the lines of, and it wasn't even tied to you at all, that said, I don't want to hear anything. If you've seen the movie, I don't want to hear. Is that the same? So no one has seen. Well,
no
people
seen
have seen
it.
This movie.
No one's seen it. No.
No one's seen
well,
it.
No, it is the it is really
the director's wife's seen it.
And that guy
that is
and,
confirmed.
And they made that the special deal for the guy who had the terminal illness.
Yeah,
he got
so,
to
so the guy that
but otherwise it's
a lot it.
See, I don't and I J. J. I don't pay enough attention.
Wife.
I don't pay enough attention.
I let it roid for about maybe 15 or 20 posts, then I wrote, just kidding, actually watched Revenge of the Sith, and here is a spoiler alert. It sucked. So that's it. But it was fun.
I feel
and
like
a lot
such
of
a
people,
mook.
Oh, a lot of people.
The elf on the shelf is not going to be happy with you.
It was worthwhile. He was like, put him on the naughty list.
I am very, very disappointed. I was really hoping to have a segment where we would dance around the.
The Redskins and... won the Super Bowl, Mike.
God. I'm bummed out. When does it come out? Wednesday or Thursday?
Thursday
like
night
that?
Is the first showing. I think Thursday night at 8 o'clock. Yeah,
I'm not gonna be able to see. I'll probably see it in. Oh, I guess our tickets are for Monday night in Los Angeles.
Is it really
that the closest theater you could find?
The closest one. I'll be there.
Is it really, really going to be all that good?
No, Mike. What
really?
It is? You know what it is?
Is it really?
I think it's
gonna
be great.
All that good?
I hope it's good. But I'll tell you what it is. People love being a part of the moment and the hype. And that's what it's about. Yeah. For example, these people are standing in line, people that are standing in line now for two or three days.
Let me stop you right there. If something is truly special, if there's something unique that is, I mean, really good quality, I'd love to be a part of it. If it's something where I think the hype outweighs the real meat and potatoes of it, I mean, I don't know. I mean, it's just... The thing about it, I'm sure it'll have special effects and stuff, but story, even the original, well, and I know that I know people are screaming at their devices right now, but the fact is, I think story is important to me.
Well,
acting is important to me, and it's
key.
We were all excuse me for the guys like me and almost
I think
Rob.
There's a Sith in your throat.
I'm gonna piss so many people off with what I just said. I'd like to retract that statement.
No, no,
it
no,
had
no.
a fabulous story, Darth Vader, and all that.
Send him a private message.
I don't know if you can. I guess for me, I wasn't really into Star Wars, but as a kid, not because I couldn't be into it, it's because my parents weren't really like pushing that on me, right?
Right.
They were some of the most expensive toys when I was a kid. My parents wouldn't buy them. They would just wouldn't buy them. So I never got a chance to really get all in. I got into Transformers because I would get one maybe a year, right? And I would be able to watch the cartoons when I got home.
But you kind of missed it.
I missed it. But for the people that are into it, and by the way, I'm in again because I'm wrapped up in the hype.
No, you're in again because you don't ever want to miss a trend.
Well,
you want to be on top of
on two different shows, and I want to be on top of those things. They were kind of
I
important.
Know you,
yes.
agree. But yeah, but
yes.
so you don't
it's
really.
Kind of how I pay my bills.
You're not really into it though.
Oh yeah, I have a BB-8, and that thing rolls around my house. I bet you don't know what a BB-8 is.
A BB-8 is the new robot that replaced R2-D2.
Well, he didn't replace anybody.
He's
a new robot.
He's the rolling droid,
yes,
right?
He's a rolling droid.
Hold on. He did, as far as the story, you needed an updated cute little robot to go with the talking guy. And
you
so
really
they
hate Star
C-3PO,
Wars.
AKA
I don't. I do not
guy.
Stop that.
Michael
don't
Mara
do that to me. Don't
Star
you're
Wars.
On two shows. Try not to sabotage this one, okay? I mean, really, with all due respect, because I know you're on the other one, it's... You know, the trend of anything pop culture, you know, I understand
actually,
the way that
if
works.
If you listen to our show, which
but,
I know you do, we're into Star Wars. We're
I know
into
you're
it.
Into Star Wars, but that because
Chad's
it's
got
the thing to be.
A tattoo on his right shoulder.
Right, right. He's into it.
He's been into it since day one. I'm just getting into it.
And I don't want to poo-poo it because I know people like it, and it's positive, and it's with the world we live in right now, isn't it nice to have a diversion from things? So
please.
I don't want to poo-poo it. I just, you know how much
I
hate
hype. Let me ask
hype.
You this.
You know how much I hate
hype. You hate hype, and you hate being manipulated by Hollywood and the Hollywood
exactly.
machine. Is there any part of you that hopes that it's a good movie.
Yeah, well, there's every part. Not only
well,
that,
you see, that's where we come together because I told
well, let me
Robert,
make it clear though. I plan if I have an opportunity with my daughters down here. I very much plan on attending this movie.
Good.
I want to see this film.
You probably
I want to see
the
this
best
film.
Shot in Florida because the majority of your peers feel the way you do. They don't like it, but
that's
your
right.
girls are going to like
no,
it.
No, 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 no. See, don't make it an old thing. It's not. It's not. I was around when it came out. I remember the hype when it was legitimate, you know, when it went. But the thing, here's what I don't like. I don't
yes.
like, A, I don't like, I love original ideas.
Right.
I love something that's spectacular that no one's ever seen before.
Yes.
This does not fit into that category. Yes, it's a new movie.
It's a new story.
Same story. It's the, but it's the same.
It's set
same
3 years.
Hollywood retreading
it's a,
another idea.
It's a
idea.
Continuation, and here's where I think it's going to be okay.
I am pissing so many people off. I might as well not have come in today. I might as well not have come in. And Oscar is manipulating me into a, like Don used to do to me, where I would come in, and I would sit there, and I make a comment about the hype, and suddenly he's like, oh, I can't believe you hate Star Wars. It's like, that is like saying, there is a segment of the audience right now that's saying, Mike is a giant a-hole. And
no.
There's no way now. That mindset has already been established.
No, you're not
and Chad has a tattoo of it on his arm.
You've already
Mike
said
hates Star Wars. Yeah. Chad, great. Mike, yeah. Okay, so stop it.
You've
just stop it right now.
You're rooting for it. You want it to be good. And
I'm going to go see it.
And there
I'm
you
gonna
go.
I'm going to go see it.
You see,
what
you're not
I don't
rooting against
like
it.
Is, as you mentioned before, I don't like being played.
Manipulated.
I don't like being played because ultimately this is going to be hopefully a nice bit. I've heard great pre-buzz about the
Can
the
I
movie.
Give you a little context that really I think will give you a little hope as far as the film is concerned?
A new hope?
Yes, a new hope, Mike, is that the director is really as far as...
Jar Jar Abrams?
No, no, no. As far as the director is concerned, he is the type of director that you would want to bring this franchise back to life, right?
Exactly.
That's the guy you want that uses special effects, but he doesn't use special effects unless he has to.
And
like, that's the type of movie you
want to
see.
With the right attitude. You go. Let me give you an example, okay? Golden Globe nominations came out. One of the wild cards in the Golden Globe nominations was Mad Max Fury Road.
Mm-hmm.
And so I said, well, this has been sitting on my pay-per-view shelf for a month, it seems like. And I say, okay, well, there must be something. If it got a Golden Globe nomination, I might as well look
great
in.
Great movie.
Oh, my God. A great movie,
oh, you
my
don't like
Irish
it? Oh,
ass.
Oh, you're out of touch.
It
oh,
is a constant.
Phenomenal movie.
No, it's what you like. It's constant motion. It's explosions. It's constant. It's literally, it's violence at a level that is so surreal that it just bores the living crap
you
out of
you didn't love the big machines. It's Mad Max. It was gorgeous.
The original Mad Max, when you'd never seen anything like it before, I like my violence, believe it or not, and I love a good violent movie. Don't get me wrong. I like my violence to have credibility. When the body count is so ridiculously high and it just doesn't make any sense to me, and you say, someone just went 190 miles an hour, rolled their car 450 times, and you see him in the sand going, and all his limbs are attached. I think it's a bit of crap. I think it's a bit of crap.
I suspended reality even when I was a kid. When I saw
disbelief. You suspended disbelief.
When I saw,
sounds like he might have also suspended reality.
When I saw Tina Turner in Mad Max, and I was in like, oh, that's a lady with all the hits, but I can get into this.
Hold on. You just called on a, you called up a good one. I can slam these movies, but I can also do the impression too.
Okay.
Who run Barter Town? Master Blaster. Master Blaster. Lift embargo. Master Blaster. Master Blaster.
Mike,
Sorry about that.
You get a chance to go out and see the movie.
Yes.
I hope you...
I'm going to see Star Wars.
You
hopefully
walk in
with
an
the
open
girls.
Mind, and you actually give us an honest review.
I look forward to it. Look forward to it.
The girls come in Wednesday. The advantage we have, correct me if I'm wrong, is the public school kids are going to be out of school Friday, correct?
Friday is the last day for Loudoun and Fairfax, I think.
So,
yeah.
But I think most public school kids around the country.
But most
that's
theaters
be,
are
so
already
got
sold
that.
Out. That's how popular the movie is.
Yeah,
if you give me the name
the
of your theater, I can look it up during the break.
Okay, all right. I've got some choices down here.
All
see,
right.
Listen to how excited I am about it. Anyway, we'll take a break.
This will be good.
We'll take a break. Hey, look, Carla, I got Darth Vader tattooed on my nut.
nuts.
We'll take a break. Come back with more fun and more thrills on the Michael Maris Show. Welcome back to the Michael Maris Show, everybody. I love this show. I love coming in every day. I really do. I never get tired of telling you about my Sleep Number bed. I love how great it is and how it's changed the way I sleep. I don't mention this enough, but the fact is, with the Sleep Number bed that I have, more often than not, I'll be out beating balls and playing golf and doing a household project. I will go to bed with a horrible feeling back, and I will wake up in the morning, and I don't know how it works. I'm not going to get into the details, but the Sleep Number bed is the only mattress I've ever had where it actually fixes it. Now they've got something great. They've done it again at Sleep Number, the coolest gift of the year or the warmest. They've created a pillow that's a breakthrough for people who sleep too warm or too cool. I swear to God, I have one. Carla doesn't. And the other morning, yesterday morning, Carla said to me, "Weren't you hot last night in the middle of the night?" And I went, "Nope, because I've got my Sleep Number temperature balancing pillow." Nice. Now you can sleep at the perfect temperature with a pillow that adapts to you. This is absolutely true. I love mine. It absorbs excess heat, then releases it as you cool, so you sleep just right every single night. I didn't think my sleep could get better. It is. It features Outlast technology. It keeps you comfortable and dry. My Sleep Number is a 90. Carla's is a 65. And last night, my Sleep IQ score was again a 92, thanks to my new pillow. Come to a Sleep Number store and see all of their innovative gifts for better sleep. Right now, save 30% on the temperature balancing pillow. No better sleep at any of the 475 Sleep Number stores nationwide. Find one near you by calling 800-511-0061. Don't forget to wave your hands in the air like you just don't care. And tell them that Mike O'Mara sent you, everybody.
Nice.
Good job. Woo. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Okay. I will be making every effort to see it. It's one of the things I'm looking forward to doing with the girls. I'm excited, but they might be sold out, I guess, right?
They'll be sold out through the weekend
right now.
The thing that is going to be so weird is so many fans were bitten by trying to get in and manufacture hype for that second trilogy, the Bad Three, episodes 1, 2, and 3. I don't think they're going to cut this one an immediate amount of slack. I think it's got to be a good movie if it's going to have legs. It's going to do awesome. It'll record for the first day, of course.
So
the first week.
When you hear, who do we have anybody in critical circles that have seen the movie?
No one gets to see it till Thursday. Not even critics.
Yeah.
All right. Very good. Very good. So we really don't know if it's going to be great.
Sold out, again, unless they add more theaters, it's always an option, right?
That does happen sometimes.
Sold out through Saturday.
Okay.
Pretty wild. Oh, even in your part of the neck of the woods. Pretty wild.
Yeah, with the old people that don't know.
What's a movie? What is a movie? I don't understand.
You see, that sounds like it could be Han Solo nowadays.
In the world we look, I want to make a clarification.
Okay.
In the world we live in nowadays, where turning on the news can be an incredibly depressing experience.
Yes.
It's nice to have something like this that everybody can get really, really excited.
To distract, to have fun, to look forward to.
It's wonderful. You know, it's wonderful. I mean,
and this could be Michael's first Star Wars movie.
No, we're not going to take him. He hasn't been to the movies yet. He's just now, Oscar, getting into actually watching a feature movie on TV.
So what has he watched?
Minions is his movie. Now, why are you shaking? What did I do?
I don't like the Minions. I just don't like the Minions.
Why don't you like the Minions?
Because they're annoying. They're not funny. I don't get it. Why? Some of them have two eyes. Some have one.
The Minions.
Some are tall. Some are little. Yeah. How do their
Despicable Me was fun, but the Minions alone, they don't stand the test.
And
of
also,
time.
They're shaped like this, like a gumdrop. How do their overalls stay up?
I'm not quite sure.
They have no shoulders.
See, I never thought about it that way.
The whole thing.
What about
stinks.
Some classics? What about Fantasia for little Michael?
That's no good either.
I don't like. I'll tell you something. Disney is interesting because there's only one real Disney show that I show my kid, and it's Jake and the Neverland Pirates. And Disney cannot help themselves but try to scare. And a little 28-month-old,
you're right.
There's just so much of the hyper-violence
in
Disney
cartoons.
Why has it always been
way.
Like that, Rob?
Because
it's ridiculous.
I think that Walt Disney had a real dark side to him. I think he came out of an unhappy childhood. And look at some of the greatest films that he made that he did. He had a bad relationship with his parents,
And if you come out of it, you look at like something like Fantasia is horrifying. Oh, yeah. There are horrifying parts in Snow White. God, Pleasure Island and Pinocchio gave me nightmares.
Yeah,
and that's a kid's movie. What?
Yeah. Pleasure Island?
Pleasure Island.
Really?
Pleasure Island.
Pleasure Island, isn't that on Pornhub?
Yeah.
Well, it's also a great category. But Pleasure Island, where the kid turns into the donkey.
Pleasure Island, I think I saw that. I think that was made in the mid-80s.
Pleasure Island, accessible only by
Vanessa boat. Del Rio stars in Pleasure Island.
Del Rio.
But when the kids turn into donkeys was horrifying. There's a lot of scary stuff in Disney movies.
So I will, more often than not, we'll swing through and he'll have Jake on. I said, "Do you want to watch Jake and the Pirates?" And we'll turn on, and it's like, okay, they're making somebody so evil in this, and it's just, well, I like the Diego. You know what, Diego and Dora the Explorer, man, for that
super
age.
Super safe.
Group.
What about
absolutely great?
Do they have DuckTales or anything like that out there?
DuckTales is not being run on Disney right now, is it?
Well, I'm trying to ease him into movies, and because I think I love going to the movies. I plan on taking him to the movies.
Yeah,
and,
your little partner in crime.
Here's a couple good movies that Rob, because Robert grew up, and Julia had the movie.
Oh yeah, Rob has kids, Mike. He'll tell you.
Robert loved Toy Story, and that Toy
He's
Story.
He's wound up today, isn't he?
He really is wound up today. Well, he enjoyed the concert for as long as he stayed.
They went on stage at 11:30. That was a little late for this.
The
guy.
Toy Story movies were great for that. Also, Monsters Inc. He loved, and also Try Him with the Taking.
Oh, Toy Story. He's watched Toy Story.
Try Him with the Taking of Pelham 1, 2, 3, the original one.
Yeah. Well, no, I'm going to ease him into. It's going to be balanced. I think balance in all things in life, including moderation. Like, for example, it'll be Toy Story.
Sure.
Serpico. We're gonna start him in the 70s and work his way up, okay? Then not the 70s for the cartoon features, but it's going to be Cars, great animated feature.
Sure.
French Connection 2.
Oh, yeah, the
then
sequel.
We're gonna, and then we're going to move him up into the... Then it'll be A Bug's Life. And Scarface. Entire Pacino collection.
You can actually do this. You say, do you want to watch Popeye? Okay, good. Do you want to watch The Sailor Man or Popeye Doyle? Which one do you want?
Popeye Doyle. 70s, man. Oh, great memories. First R-rated movie I ever saw was Serpico.
Really?
Snuck in and saw it. And the lady
in
the tub.
I thought you were like 35 when it came out. Why'd you sneak in?
Stop it. Behave yourself. And he was in the tub, and you got to see her. Napoli.
Yeah.
It was very, very. But on a related note to my little guy, I just want to say it's a little scary because he went to the allergist at the end of last week, and he is allergic to nuts. He's allergic to cashews, peanuts, sesame seeds. That's included, too.
This scares the hell out of me because then by sending the fruitcake, I've sent like a suicide bomb to your house. Make sure he stays away from it.
Here's what it is. All right. This is where we are with a nut allergy. It is ever vigilant. You have to be very aware.
Sure.
But you're armed with your knowledge, and once you're armed with your knowledge, you're going to be okay. That doesn't take away from the fact that now we have EpiPens everywhere that we go, and that you have to learn. There's the practice one where you jam it into his little cute little thigh, and he gets the medicine that he needs. With that said, prior to this diagnosis, and I can't get Mrs. O'Mara very upset about this because I border on I'm not a Jenny McCarthy. Don't get me wrong,
anti-vaxxer,
but I border on a little suspicion when it comes to so many of these kids having allergies.
Don't now, you look, have an allergy to peanuts? Didn't that land you in the hospital?
No.
That's my bad gut. That's mechanical more than physiological.
But I'm with you, Mike. You know what? I think that a lot of people, and also I feel the same thing about people that have gluten allergies. Where were the people that were allergic to gluten 20 years ago?
Yep.
Where were all the peanut allergies when I was in elementary school? No one
we
had a peanut
We all got
allergy.
Vaccines, though.
Yeah. But no, but
here's
it's not a vaccination thing.
It's not a vaccination. This is just talking about
making it up.
I will have the EpiPens. I will be vigilant. I will not be feeding my kids nuts. I'm not going to do that. My son will not be eating the nuts. Everything
Five
that's
guys
on the list.
Is out.
But what's
true.
That? Because they fry the in peanut oil.
I mean, they
oil,
have that
right?
big sign.
Peanuts everywhere.
Yeah.
Because they give them
and
out.
They got peanuts. But at the same time, prior to this diagnosis, we would notice maybe a little mark on his upper lip where he'd get a little, I wouldn't even call it a hive, but it would be obviously there's the skin reacting to something.
Right.
And you'd see a little of that. Other than that, he has ingested things growing up where we haven't had a major problem. But with that said, you get tested every year now, and you know, you're vigilant, and the tests, fortunately, are not as elaborate as they used to be.
It's not a scrape test anymore?
I think it's a scrape test, but it's not as bad as it used to be, and we determined that early on, and I think we're going to be okay with him, but it scares you, and Carla was pretty freaked out, and I think maybe they try to scare you because they want to make sure you do the right thing if there ever is...
My brother had a peanut butter allergy, and we didn't know because we were FOB, right?
Sure.
And they didn't really give us when he
FOB,
was when
fresh
he,
off boat.
Yes. When he was born in Bolivia, they didn't give him everything you get here in the States.
Do they have peanuts in Bolivia?
No, but they don't give you all the vaccinations. And right. And Mr. Peanut, Senor Peanut, wasn't around.
Senor Peanut, yeah. Mike.
Senor Peanut with the big line through him.
I remember the
Senor Peanut has a monocle but a sombrero, not a top.
No peanut.
We found out that he had a slight allergy to peanuts when he bit into a sandwich, like a peanut butter and jelly sandwich, when we were younger. But for a while there, he was always getting kind of like sick after the peanut butter, and my parents didn't know anything about that.
Family of doctors.
Well, I mean, that wasn't prevalent, right?
Right.
Like, we just, the only thing we're allergic to is a stable government in Bolivia. So,
no money. No money.
So... he finally,
Is it money?
We finally took him to an allergist, and that poor guy ended up, and that's why really medicine's come a long way. He ended up in, I would say, almost 10 years of shots and this and that and this and that. Now you don't have to do all that. It's wild.
You know what John Orville says when he eats a peanut butter and jelly sandwich?
What's that?
He
goes,
this sandwich is money.
Money.
So has it diminished over the years, the allergy?
For him, it has, but again, I don't really know the science. I know that I saw on the news, on the nightly news with Lester Holt. Yeah, I've changed. I'm off the bandwagon.
Really?
I'm on Lester's now. And he had a piece that broke down how different parents are dealing with allergies and a new way to deal with allergies. And you have to look this up. Don't take my word for it. Find the story. Is they're exposing the children that have peanut allergies to a little bit at a time and building up their tolerance.
That's the theory behind allergy discussed. Shots. Yeah.
That was the discussion. And you get the option. You get the option. We're not taking that option. I'm not using my kid. It's not that important that he have peanuts or peanut butter or things like that.
Right.
That we actually do this. To use him as a guinea pig. I just don't want to use my kid as a guinea pig.
He's not a guinea pig. They wouldn't give you that option if they've probably gone through trials already.
But yeah, but particularly at his age, I mean, that's awfully young. I tried allergy shots for a while, and they ramp them up and ramp them up and ramp them up, and I eventually gave up because the serum started to sting worse than the symptoms of having the allergy.
Yeah, but a peanut allergy would have done you well.
You think?
Yes.
Right. I got allergy shots as a kid. I got allergy shots every week for a while. I went in all the time and got allergy shots all the time. And I was allergic to everything. They said smoke.
Bad time to be allergic to smoke. When
with my parents.
Yes.
Oh my God, with the Kents and the windows rolled up on the way up to Maine in the back of the station wagon. Are we there yet? Shut up. We're almost there. Come on, be quiet. We're gonna be there. We'll stop at Perry's Nut House. Thank you. All right.
Go to Perry's Nut House, and you're allergic there too. You can't.
Yeah, well,
win.
I wasn't allergic. I was not allergic to nuts.
Very good.
I had plenty of peanut brittle, but it smelled like nicotine. That was the,
Mike,
the weird.
Real quick, you want to do this?
Yeah, let's do a fruitcake giveaway right now. It's time to give and give and give. Not only give certificates, but we're giving away fruitcake, and we had some big winners last week. Let's do it again, Rob Spiewak.
All right, you have an option. I could read the letter or sing the letter.
Ooh.
I'd like to hear you sing the letter.
All right, then let us go to the karaoke machine.
I'll have a blue a Christmas without you.
We made the wrong choice.
I don't know.
I'll be so blue just thinking about you.
Here's the custom part.
Sweet confection of red and green fruity bits won't be the same, Rob.
I'll be deep in the pits. Let's call Matt Prisner in Combined Logs, Wisconsin.
That was pretty good, Rob. Pretty good.
All right. Well, he wrote
calling Matt Prisner. Where is Matt?
He's in Wisconsin. It says Combined Locks.
Ooh. Combined Locks.
Yes.
Sounds like deli food.
It does. Yeah. Great with
try the cheese. Combined Locks. We've got the... Hello, Matt Prisner, are you there?
Yes, I am here.
This is the Mike O'Mara Show, Matt.
Hi.
Do you have any idea why I might be calling you, sir?
Fruitcake.
Yeah! Fruitcake! That's right. Matt, are you at the office right now?
Awesome. I am. Actually, I'm on a mail route right now.
Oh, you're on a mail route, did you say?
Oh.
Yeah. Yep.
Oh, so are you a postal worker?
I am.
Oh, congrats. Let's give him another round of applause for being a postal worker.
One of the happiest postal days of the year, yeah.
Matt, this is a busy time for you. We're not going to keep you long, but we wanted to say thank you so much for supporting the Mike O'Mara Show and a delicious Rob Spiewak freshly baked fruitcake is coming your way, my friend.
Oh, I can't wait.
Tell all your postal buddies to treat it with care. Don't crush it.
All right, Matt. Thank you. Merry Christmas and enjoy your fruitcake, my friend. Happy holidays.
Merry Christmas to you guys, too. Thank you.
Good job, Matt.
That's good stuff. I love that. That's so wonderful.
Nice fella.
That's terrific. We are batting 1,000 with our fruitcakes.
We
I
are.
Love that.
Another
That's
one tomorrow. Yeah.
We will take a break, come back with more fun and more thrills, news you may not need on the Mike O'Mara Show coming up next.
I'm Tony Perkins.
And I'm Gary Stein.
And we are of the Tony Perkins Show featuring Gary Stein. If you're listening to this show, why not listen to our show? It's just as good, if not better.
Oh, I think it's probably better.
I'm not sure we should say that during the show.
You know what? Let's not say it.
But listen to our show because it really is better.
Really, really good.
Check it out at TonyPerkinsShow.com.
The Tony Perkins Show.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. We are delighted to have you with us, and happy pre-holidays, everybody. This portion of our program, news you may not need, brought to you by Pro Flowers. Let's talk Christmas gifts. I know you got a long list of people to send to, and it's a struggle to find the perfect gift for everyone on your list. The solution? Easy. Just go to the pros at proflowers.com. One trip to their awesome website, and it's a cinch to pick out a gift that looks great and feels like Christmas. This week only, Pro Flowers is offering our listeners the Santa's Workshop Mini Christmas Tree.
So
what a
cool.
Great gift this is.
Save Christmas. Save Christmas. That tree saved Christmas in my house.
It did.
There you go. Absolutely. $19.99. It's so cool. 18 inches tall. It comes in a red tin and is covered in lights and ornaments.
Yeah.
They're all there. Instant tree.
Right there.
To send it, just go to proflowers.com. Use the code TMOS. This mini tree looks great, smells great, is guaranteed to be fresh, and you get to choose the delivery date. It's like Christmas magic.
It is.
Now, here's the only way to get Santa's Workshop Mini Christmas Tree for just $19.99. I want you to go visit proflowers.com. Click on the blue microphone in the top right-hand corner and type in TMOS. Order today because this offer ends Friday at midnight. That's proflowers.com. Click the mic and type in TMOS. Ho, ho, ho.
News.
In the Heart of the Sea. Have you seen the trailers for this movie, the whale movie?
No, I've not seen
Moby Dick.
It was the only new movie in theaters this weekend. I love any movie about the sea, but this one kind of, the trailer's just, was just too much.
We agree
like the
there,
whale
Mike.
Was the size of a, like a,
yeah.
The whale looked like it was the size of Australia, and I didn't want to go
and when
see
it looks at Helmsworth, you're like, it's not really looking at you.
Right.
Yeah, I know. Right. The whale's not staring at him.
And also, I didn't like when it talked.
I think everybody.
Hey, what are you doing?
And then when it started making cakes, it was a whole thing.
Well, it didn't do all that well. It couldn't knock The Hunger Games Mockingjay Part 2 out of the top spot. In fact, it bombed pretty hard, taking in a mere $11 million. They didn't count on that.
Wow.
The movie cost at least $100 million to make, and that's not counting promotion and advertising. Here's the top 10.
Okay.
Hunger Games at number 1, Heart of the Sea number 2, The Good Dinosaur 3, Creed 4. Creed's getting some nominations too, the Sylvester Stallone movie. Krampus at number 5. Spectre at number 6. Patton didn't like Spectre. I read something that Patton wrote about Spectre.
He hated it. I saw that.
The Night Before, 7. Peanuts Movie, 8. Spotlight, 9. And that's one I want to see. Spotlight, actually. And Brooklyn, another one I want
to
see.
Make sure you don't take
10.
Your son to see the Peanut Movie.
The Peanut Movie? Really?
Because of his allergies.
He's allergic to it. Yeah, that's the way that goes.
All
Thank you. Thank you. All right. Make a joke about my son's allergies.
Hey, how dare you? I'm trying to keep it light.
El Mami.
Speaking of Patton Oswalt, the Kickstarter campaign to bring back Mystery Science Theater 3000 was a huge success. It closed on Friday, making $5,764,229 from 448,270 backers. That made it the ninth biggest Kickstarter of all time and the number one entertainment-related campaign. It just barely edged out Veronica Mars' movie, and the Reading Rainbow one is right behind it with 5.4 mil. MSTK T3K also raised $600,000 outside of Kickstarter, bringing the grand total to nearly 6.4 mil. They now have enough money to make 14 episodes, including a holiday special.
That's awesome. You know, since we are among the holidays and we're pulling out a lot of stops, I think that Reading Rainbow, which you just mentioned, I think it had a theme song. But I can't remember.
God.
Yeah. Okay. Can we listen to it, please?
Oscar?
This will be worth it.
It's in a book. Take a look. A Reading Rainbow.
Thank you very much.
Wow. Really good. Like Elvis's last concert.
That was absolutely incredible. Have you ever tried talking to someone when they're busy texting? I think we've all done that, right?
I've done entire shows with Oscar
the
like
worst.
That.
And they don't hear a word you're saying. It's probably happened to you a few times today. A new study from the University College in London found it's not that your friends and family members are ignoring you because they're terrible and you're annoying. It's because when people text, they actually go temporarily deaf.
Wow.
Oh, listen, I never thought about that.
The researchers found that when we focus on something visual like texting or playing a video game, our brains temporarily tune out normal sounds. So you'd hear something unusual like a siren, but you don't hear normal stuff like people talking. And the more you're concentrating on your phone, the less other stuff you can hear. The researchers say it's because our hearing and vision basically split the same resources in the brain. So when we're focused on one, it's tough to use the other. Isn't that weird?
That's crazy. But you know what makes sense? I guess it do.
Yeah, it does. That's crazy stuff. A startup company is offering couples the chance to be rewarded for their commitment, offering free loans toward a dream wedding for any couples willing to stay together for the rest of their lives.
How nice.
Now, there's one person in our trifecta that ought to be paying attention to this. Mm-hmm. Swan Love is a startup based in Seattle. They believe everlasting marriage should be rewarded, offering couples a loan of $10,000 toward the wedding of their dreams. The loan is absolutely free for couples who remain married, but any couples who divorce are required to pay back the loan in full with interest.
Ooh.
According to the company's website, winning applicants are chosen using an algorithm based on assessment of online data. I wonder if that algorithm is for good or for bad. You know, whether, well, these people don't have a chance. We'll get them. Swan Love CEO Scott Avey told Greek Wire that the data found while selecting
Greek Wire. It's a paper out of Athens.
Greek Wire. This CEO said while selecting applicants also helps determine the rate of interest applied to the loan. The funds gathered from couples whose relationships fail will be used to fund the weddings of new applicants. Kind of like insurance.
Yeah.
It comes back to a statistic, said the CEO. We'll have the right odds, so we'll be okay, but they won't be so crazy that no one wants to do it. In addition to the $10,000 loan, Swan Love also promises to provide free marriage counseling to help couples stay together. That's a little sick.
Whoa.
That's a little twist. They're hedging bets that people are going to get divorced.
If you could make a long list of words that describe that story, romantic, not among them.
Shorting a stock. Shorting a marriage.
Not a bit. The company 99 Cent Only Stores recently ran a cool contest where someone who turns 99 this year could win a shopping spree at one of their dollar stores and fill a cart with stuff. A 99-year-old in Los Angeles named Donna Goldstein won it.
Hey,
and,
Donna.
The shopping spree happened last Tuesday. Even though her birthday was back in October, they got her a cake and threw her a party.
Aww.
She ended up with about $160 worth of stuff, and all the stuff she got, she's putting it into underprivileged kids. She filled up a whole cart.
Oh, that's
to give
cool.
Them.
That's
very
nice.
Cool. Very cool. She says she actually does the stocking thing every year where she helps kids out and also donates at Thanksgiving, but usually she's the one who has to pay for it, so now the big company
is for her.
I think that's terrific. And now a little something-something, ladies and gentlemen. A motorist was spotted eating cereal as she drove along an Ohio interstate, and she led police on a 30-mile chase that ended with her arrest on multiple criminal charges. According to investigators, Paula Johannesson was spotted driving erratically around 2:30 a.m. on Tuesday on Interstate 70 outside Columbus. After pulling over Johannesson's car, a Madison County Sheriff's Office deputy noticed that the 42-year-old was eating a bowl of cereal as she was driving. That means to me you go back to the house, get your cereal, and then go out again.
Yeah, I mean, it involves several things. There's bowls, there's milk, there's a spoon.
Apparently, she told the officer she stated she had been eating her cereal and didn't mean to go over the lines. During the traffic stop, Johannesson sped away from the cop. That's not good. Prompting a high-speed chase that moved into a neighboring county, at times driving over 100 miles per hour.
Wow.
After she shredded the left tire from one of those strips they put down, she continued to drive on the rim. But when the vehicle lost its transmission, it became disabled, and she bolted from the car, but was quickly apprehended by pursuing officers. So I wonder if this happens again. Will she be considered a serial offender? All I know, it's a tough time of year to get popped.
Oh, needle.
Maybe she wasn't carrying her lucky charm. Well, that's life. Thank you. Thank you, everybody. I'm here all week. We'll take a break. Come back with the Audio Vault and Rob Spiewak right here on the Michael Mara Show.
The Christmas tree is red.
Hey, little Michael.
Hi.
For the audience, what's your name?
Michael Mara.
What are you looking forward to this Christmas?
Presents and pumpkin pie.
And who do you want to bring you presents?
Santa Claus.
Oh, Santa Claus. Yeah, he's the best.
Yeah.
Before you go, I just want to point out that if Santa buys you gifts, then TMOS doesn't get credit. So maybe people should use...
Amazon. Yeah.
Okay.
Santa Claus. No. Amazon. No. Santa Claus.
Perfect. Santa Claus should use the Amazon link on the Michael Mara Show website.
Yeah. Mayor Marceau. Amazon.
Hey, thanks for coming by.
My favorite is the la la la. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Blue Apron. Thanks to Blue Apron, you can finally put your kitchen to good use. Besides, cooking at home means eating healthier and saving money instead of ordering expensive takeout again. Mrs. O'Mara is passionately in love with Blue Apron. Just ask Oscar Santana. Blue Apron has you covered, and she'll be like, when are the new ones coming in? Do I do this? What do I do?
We had a good talk yesterday. You've got a good egg, Mike.
She loves Blue Apron, and she's posted some great pictures of it online. You can see the meals, and great listeners are doing the same thing. You should share these so everybody knows what's going on. They deliver all the fresh ingredients you need to create delicious home-cooked meals. Just follow the easy step-by-step instructions. Each meal can be prepared in 40 minutes or less. That means no more overwhelming trips to the grocery store. And you're cooking with ingredients you've never used before, and you're learning how to cook at the same time. They have wonderful dishes. It's a breeze to discover dishes like Tuscan-style ribollita with Savoy cabbage and croutons. Yum, yum. Right now, get your first two meals free by going to blueapron.com/TMOS. Our treat, really, the first two meals are on us when you go to blueapron.com/TMOS. Blue Apron is a better way to cook. Let's open up the audio vault for Monday, December 14, 2015. This is 12:14. Yesterday was 12:13. No, it wasn't. What am I talking about?
What's going on?
You okay?
Last year was 12:13:14.
Yes, but today is not. Today is 12:14:15.
So what I saw online was somebody said that that would be the last time you would get sequenced months and days in our lifetime.
Was it maybe someone sharing something from a year ago?
Yes, it was. Yes.
Okay, that's what it was.
I'm all over it today.
Mike, you thought I forgot.
You got a break coming up on Friday, right?
Oh, yeah. We got to do Christmas Eve, but we do a half day on Christmas.
We've got our special screening of Star Wars on Thursday.
It was great. I saw it. The ending's going to blow your mind.
Thanks. Yeah, bite me.
Mike, you thought I forgot. You said that this week I could play each day one item that I have never played on the show before.
Yes.
And this is one, this goes back. Did you know, Oscar, that in 1956, Jerry Lewis actually had a top 10 hit record? And it's horrible.
I did not know that.
This is a horrible song. It's the old classic. Jolson had a hit within the 20s. It's called Rock-A-Bye Your Baby with a Dixie Melody. And Jerry sings like Jerry, okay?
Rock-A-Bye Your Baby with a Dixie.
So while America was embracing Elvis.
Do you hate it, really?
It's,
do you hate it?
I don't hate it. I love it for what it is, but he's not a good singer. He tries very hard.
He's a harsh singer.
You know what? He's like Jolson. He gives it all. I have is, and I've never aired this, these are outtakes from Jerry's recording session when he was doing it. And it's funny because he financed the album. So at one point he says, We're wasting time and I'm paying for everything. But here it is. This is about a minute or so, and this is from the spring of 1956. Jerry trying to record this out, this record, and the producer saying, "You're not doing it right."
Rock-a-bye, your baby with a Dixie melody. When you
croon. One more.
Rocker by.
That's the producer talking. Yeah.
Rocker by your curva with a clean.
I'll underline it.
He'll underline it.
Take five, rocker by your baby.
One, two, three. Just hang my crater, mammy mine. Right on that Mason Dixon line. Swing it from Virginia to Tennessee with all the love that's in ya. Weep no more, my lady. Sing that song for me.
They're just effing around there, right?
Crater. Hang my crater. What's that?
I'm saying cradle. You want to bet?
Yeah.
Not me. Hang my crater. Hang my ladle in the kitchy mammy mine. Stack us a rind in point. I'm laughing. I'm paying for the date. Hurry up.
So that's Jerry Lewis about 60
that's
years
cool.
ago.
That was
kind of
cool,
neat. That was kind of cool.
Like yeah, that. I love cool. the fact that, you know what? That's really a singer with an orchestra.
Yes.
And when they, it's not a pre-recorded track. He was in
Isn't
there.
Isn't it amazing to think that's the way they used to? They brought all those guys mm-hmm. into a big room and they did it at one time.
But it's not good music like we have today, Mike. Like the death metal version of Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. That's pretty.
Oh, that's lovely.
What's like great that. Is there's a video catchy. Where they've synchronized that audio to Bing Crosby singing Rudolph.
Yeah.
So it looks like Bing Crosby singing death metal. It's worth looking for. While we were talking Star Wars, actually the entire world is talking Star Wars. They asked noted scientist, brilliant man, Neil deGrasse Tyson.
Wait.
I know it's great, right? They asked Neil deGrasse Tyson if he'd rather be aboard the Enterprise or the Millennium Falcon. Two mythical ships, and this yep. scientist actually takes it seriously.
Easy. Oh my gosh. No, the Enterprise. There's no question. No question. The Enterprise has the benefit of being real in the sense that there are real scientists and real engineers on staff on the ship monitoring its engines, its warp drives, its photon torpedoes.
Hold on.
And
play it from the top. I thought I heard. Yeah.
Really?
I thought I heard a belt.
It wasn't us.
Really? I don't think Enterprise. You did.
Listen
There's
up.
No
listen.
Question. No question. The Enterprise has the benefit of being real in the sense that there are real scientists and real engineers on staff on the ship monitoring its engines, its warp drives, its photon torpedoes.
Wow.
And so it's fake real as opposed to the Millennium Falcon, which is just fake. It's just part of a fantasy storytelling. In Star Wars.
He's so right.
In a battle, the Enterprise would just wipe its ass with the Millennium Falcon. I'm sorry. Can I say that on National Geographic?
I love the fact that he took the question seriously. Yeah.
Well, also, it's got that mission, right, where they just go to different places.
Yeah,
where
it's self-sustaining.
With Star Wars, the Millennium Falcon is taking on this massive evil that's there. They're not doing any, they
Vampire.
Know what they're in for. They're just fighting.
And it breaks down all the time. It is. It's like driving a very, 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 car that has a bad engine
a
or
lemon.
Something.
Yeah, easy
a lemon.
For you
exactly.
to say.
Yeah. Well, you know what? I'd rather be anywhere than here right now. And my good news for Christmas: Pringles has come out with a new product.
It was announced that Pringles is now selling candles scented like their potato chips in case anybody wants to die in a sadness fire.
So if you want to die in a sadness fire, that's the way to go. That's your Magic Audio Ball. Have a great Monday, everybody.
That's it. Come on, Rob. It's okay. You'll be okay. Happy holidays.
You think so?
Another Mike O'Mara Show is coming on. Be sure and join us again for more fun and more thrills at MikeO'MaraShow.com. If you want to correspond with the Mike O'Mara Show with a letter or package, send it to TMOS, Box 2796, Leesburg, Virginia, 20177. Now, we're giving away those gift certificates every day this week. Can people still get in on it? Can they still enter it?
The rules are concerned. You had to get in by midnight last night. You can still buy the bonus show. You still get that value.
Right.
All right, very good. Remember, we rely on your word of mouth. Tell everybody about our bonus shows, about Amazon, all the good stuff. For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, Mike O'Mara, inviting you to join us again for another episode of the Mike O'Mara Show. Bye-bye, everybody.
So long.
Ciao, ciao.
This episode of the Mike O'Mara Show has been brought to you by our Amazon page. Remember, especially during the holidays, the next time you need to buy anything, just go to MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon. And happy holidays.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.